Hello, hello to everybody. My name is Devasetu. I'm the founder and producer of Here Now TV.
大家好，我的名字是，我刚才没有听清楚，我是这个电台的，是我开设的这样一个电台。这个 What is the name of this TV？
Here Now TV。
哦，这个电台就是此时此刻这个电台的名字，嗯。
Hello, Andreas, and thank you that you give us an interview. And hello, May, thank you very much for translating in Chinese.
Andreas，你好，非常高兴你给我这样一个机会来做这个访谈，感谢梅你来做这个翻译。
The first question,
第一个问题。
Andreas. You speak in meetings and talks to people, and you are answering questions of them. What is it about? What is the theme of it?
Andreas，你就是做这些会议哈，跟人交谈，然后回答很多人的问题。那么你所谈论的跟大家所谈的这个交流是关于一个什么内容？
Well, as a story, one could say that this message is a pointing.
作为一个故事呢？我们可以这样说，就是这个信息分享的这个信息是指向一个指向。
And apparently, it points to the natural reality.
看上去呢，这个指向的就是指向的一个本然的现实，本然。
And the natural reality means that everything is whole and complete already.
这个本然的现实呢，就是。一切的一切已经是完整而圆满的，已经是完整圆满的。
And that the impression that something has been lost.
那么有这样一个印象，好像有一种缺失，有什么东西缺失了。
Is part of a dream, and the dream is I am.
这样一种缺失感、缺失的印象呢，这是。梦幻的一部分，而这个梦幻就是我在。
And that's what's being pointed out, apparently.
那么看上去，这个分享我的谈话指向的就是这一点。You are muted.
I am is more than a thought. It's also a feeling or something energetic that we are feeling.
关于这个我是我存在，它这是一个，只是一种念头，还是一种想法呢？还是一种我们的感觉，就是我们感觉到的。
Yes, I would say so. Yes.
对，我可以这样说，
I
这
mean,
种。
for most people, it just seems to feel as if they are someone.
对于大多数人来说，他们的感觉就是他们是某某，自己
I would.
是某某某个人。
It's kind of a sense of presence, that's how I would call it.
那么我会称它为一种，就是一种存在感，一种存在的感觉。
And it's not intellectual.
它不是一种知识的一种概念。知识上的一种概念，
And it's also not emotional.
也不是一种情感上的感觉，
That's why I sometimes say it's energetic.
就是所以呢，我们有时候就说它是一种能量上的感受。
Which is another story, actually.
当然，就是说它是能量上的一种感受，实际上是一个故事中的说法。
This feeling of I am, of a presence, isn't that natural?
那么这样一个我 是我在的这样一种感觉，它是很自然的吗？
Well, on the one hand, one could say so.
一方面可以这样说。
At least that's what seems to be happening.
至少呢，它看上去是这样在发生。
Most people assuming themselves to be this presence.
绝大部分的人都确信自己就是这样一个存在。
But the funny thing is that this presence does not exist actually.
但是奇怪，很有趣的是，就是这样一个存在，它实际上并不存在。
So one can't really say that the sense of presence is natural.
所以呢，也不能够这样说，就是这种存在感，它是很自然的。
Because it doesn't have any substance actually, it doesn't exist really.
因为呢，这种存在感它没有一个实质的存在，它实际上并没有真正的存在。
But yes, most people assuming themselves to be this I is what apparently happens.
但当然呢，大部分的人他确信啊自己就是存在的，这样一种情况确实是看上去在绝大多数人身上都是在发生的。
Kind of with all the apparent consequences of that, seeking, frustration, stuff like that.
然后因为这样一个存在感呢，看上去有很多的结果，那么就是寻觅，大家就开始去寻觅，这样一个寻觅就开始了。这看上去是因为存在，所以有寻觅这样一个关系。
Isn't it in practical life a help to feel oneself as a self?
那么就是在我们实际的生活当中，有没有一种方法能够帮助，能够来帮助这个这种存在感？To help this presence of self to be, what was the question? To be?
To be someone self.
To be someone self.
Yes. Well, to be a person or a human being or whatever.
If it helps in daily life.
那么就是说，他说问的就是有没有这样一种方法能够帮助这个人来在生活当中。他的这个存在感对他的生活有什么帮助？
Well, actually, not at all. No, no.
实际上呢，完全没有任何帮助。
Because daily life just is what apparently happens.
因为所谓的这个日常的生活，它就是看上去的发生。
Completely on its own, completely by itself.
它是完全的一种自发的。
So, no, no, it's not needed.
也不需要有什么去帮助它。
I mean, that's the funny thing. The person is not doing daily life.
有意思的就是这个个人他并没有在日常生活里面，他并不在这个日常生活当中生活。
It's just having the illusion that it is doing life.
它只是有这样一个幻一种一个幻象，就是它在生活。
And it thinks it has to do daily life.
然后呢，它会自己认为必须它要去做这个日常的生活。
In order to gain something from it.
然后自己在做的这个生活当中，他自己必须要去生活，再从当中呢得到什么。
So the person wants to use life to find something deeper.
所以这个个人他想利用这个生活来找到一种更深刻的东西。
And therefore, it thinks it's important how this daily life looks like.
所以对于个人来说，这个生活，日常的生活，看上去是怎么样的一个生活，对于这个个人来说是非常重要的。
But that's completely unimportant.
但实际上这完全不是重要的，没有任何重要性。
Andreas, I think you experience yourself or whoever there is what you are talking about.
Andreas, 我觉得呢，你在体验你自己，不管你体验的这个你是怎么样的一个人，那么你的体验是什么呢？
Well, probably I know what you mean.
我可能知道你的意思。
But of course, that's not how I would put it.
但是这当然不是，我不会这样表达。
Because when there is no one, there is no experiencer of anything.
因为当没有这个人在这里的时候，也就没有对其他事情的体验了。
But this speaking comes from a directness.
这个谈话，这个讲话是直接的，来自一个直接的。
So the speaking is neither conceptual.
这个谈话它不是一种概念，不是来自于一种概念。
Nor experiential.
也不是一种经验，既不是从概念上来，也不是从经验上来。
It's even more direct. There is no separation at all.
它更加的直接，就是没有分离。
Is this in a way something holy or spiritual?
那么这样您这样说，你这样说是不是这就代表一种很神圣的、很灵性的东西？
Well, I wouldn't say so.
我不会这样去说。
It may sound like that for the person which is separate.
对于感觉自己是分离的个体来说，可能听上去有这种感觉，很灵性的，很神圣的。
But actually, it completely isn't.
但是实际上完全不是。
It just points out that really everything is equally whole and complete.
它只是指出这个信息分享，只是指出一切的一切完全是平等的，是完整圆满的。
So wholeness is not a special reality.
所以这个圆满它不是一种特殊的现实。
Wholeness is the most ordinary reality.
圆满是一个最平常的现实。
And it's just us sitting here together and having this conversation.
它就是我们坐在这里谈话。
It's getting up after the conversation and going to the toilet.
他也是这个从这个在谈话当中有可能中间去上洗手间。
And it's after the toilet going to the kitchen and have the rest of the dinner that's still left.
也可能就是上了洗手间以后又去把那个没有继续那个晚饭还没有吃完，然后到厨房去，所有的这些。
That's all there is, and that's the wholeness that we talk about.
这个就所有的这一切都是我们所谈到的圆满。
So there is nothing more or less spiritual or stuff like that.
所以没有什么是更灵性的啊，这一类的东西。
Is there a happiness when there is no feeling of I?
当没有这个我感的时候，是不是有一种喜悦开心的感觉？
Well, liberation is not a state of feeling happy.
自由或者解脱，它不是一种就是开心的状态，不是代表一种开心的状态。
But maybe I have to confess.
可能呢，我必须要承认。
That of course there is less potential for so-called, so-called bad feelings.
我必须要承认的是，看上去呢，确实就是所谓的不好的那种感受。不好的感觉出现的这个可能性 似乎是少了一些，小了一些。
So of course, all of them can happen.
当然，就是不好的感受也可能发生。
But a lot of those feelings come from the seeking energy.
但所很多的这种感受，它是来自于这样一种在这个寻觅当中产生的。
So there's so much apparent suffering around guilt or frustration.
所以在这个寻觅的过程当中，看上去有很多的懊恼，这种愧疚感啊，或者是很一种义愤填膺，就会在这个寻觅过程当中会产生这种。
And all the ideas that come out of the sense of separation.
还有就是来自于这种分离感啊，从这个分离感里面产生出来的各种想法。
Which is basically a feeling of I've lost something.
这种感觉就是总的来说就是我失去了什么。
And of course, they drop.
当然了，就是这种感觉它会消失的。
Of course, they naturally can't happen anymore when there is no one there anymore.
因为他这种感觉，他不可能产生了。当这个个体不在的时候，这个个人不在的时候，他这个感觉就不会再产生出来。
But it doesn't really create an extra happy state.
但是他并不是说就因为他不产生，然后就制造出了一种另外的一种开心的状态。
It's kind of just normal that those things don't happen and that everything is okay.
这就是实际上是很寻常的，就这种感觉它不再发生了，就一切本身就已经 OK 了。
So the seeking energy has lost you at all or still a little bit left or how can we say?
那么就是说这个寻觅的这个力量，这个东西是不是你完全已经没有了这样一种寻觅的力量，或者还剩了那么一丁点
？No, I would honestly say it's hard to state that.
我必须就是说老实话，很难就是做一个所谓的宣称。
But I would say that liberation is the complete collapse of it.
但是我想说呢，就是这种解脱呢，就是这个我的彻底的消失，彻底的崩塌。
So in liberation, or what I would call liberation, it's impossible.
所以就说 you mean.In liberation, the seeking energy is impossible in liberation.
Seeking is impossible in liberation.
Yeah. 对，所以就是当这个解脱，当真正的这个解脱了，那么继续的寻觅是不可能的了。
Yes, it's a weird thing because there isn't anything here which can say it about itself.
有意思，奇怪的就是实际上这里面没有这样一个人能够说我不再寻觅了，就是这个，所以是这样的，就是我没有办法做这样一个宣称，因为做这个宣称的人不在。
Because it's the complete collapse of that, which which usually positions itself.
Yeah, 因为就是这个在里面的这个中心感，它彻底的消失了，而在以前呢，他自己定位自己在这里。
Andreas, do you pursue a kind of life plan still?
Life? Pardon?
Plan.
Andreas, 那你还会就是有一些生活的计划吗？
No, not at all. No.
你还会追求一些就是大的计划吗？生活的追求？Andreas 回答，没有，完全没有了。
No, it's really...A totally theoretical question.
这完全是一个理论上的问题，从理论上。
Yes, it's just this life does not exist. Me and my life.
因为生活，我和生活都不存在。
And that I could invent an idea about how I want to live in the future.
所以我不可能就是发明一个创造一个想法，我怎么在我的将来，我怎么去计划我的将来？
It doesn't make sense. It's impossible.
就实际上这是不可能的，不可能的。
It's not a decision inside or wisdom or something.
这不是说做了一个决定或者是一个智慧啊，我。
It just turned out to be non-existent, all of it.
这一切就是我以及我的生活，一切都是不存在的。
Me and my life.
我和我的生活。
And better or worse.
更好或者更糟。
Yeah.
Andreas, what happened in your life? Would you wish the same to your friend or to your enemies?
啊，对啊，就是在你生活当中发生的所发生的事情，你会希望这种事情在你的朋友身上也发生呢，或者希望在你的敌人身上发生？
Well, you can't really wish death to your friends.
就说你不大可能会真的希望你的朋友死。
So actually, you should wish them a happy life.
一般来说，你都是希望人家能够过上快幸福的生活。
But then one might see how much suffering this life brings with it.
那当然，又同时也能看到，那么这个生活又带来了多少的痛苦。
And then you wish death again for them.
然后呢，你又希望他们死掉，因为他活着是那么多的痛苦，就这个个人活着的时候，这个我感。
No, I don't wish anything actually.
没有，我实际上我没有任何的愿望，特殊的愿望。
But there can be something like instantaneous.I don't know, it's just unnecessary suffering. Sorry.
不过但是有的时候确实看到这种痛苦，就其他人的这种受苦，像是完全没有必要的。
Whatever that means, it's not conscious.
但这个就是我说的这个it's never conscious. 并不是我有意思 not... 并不是我特别有意思的想要去。
Yeah, and it's not really coming from a judgment.
也不是来自于对方的一个评判。
What can we do to have a happy life, even if we are think we can do something and we are somebody?
那么我们能做点什么可以使自己能够更幸福呢？即便就是。我们知道好像我们什么也不能做。
Well, that's exactly the one question which cannot be answered.
这个恰恰就是那个没有办法被回答的问题。
And it's this one question that has many forms, so to speak.
这个问题它以不同的形式在提出来。
How can I live a happy life?
总的就是我怎么过上幸福的生活？
What should I do to become whole again?
我能做什么能够成为圆满？
Who am I?
我是谁？
What's the truth?
什么是真理？
How can I become fulfilled?
我怎么能够圆满我自己？
But it's exactly this I and this life which is the dream.
而恰恰这个我这个生活是梦幻。
So, and all you get are a lot of dream answers.
这很多人得到的实际上都是梦的答案。
But there is no answer to this question.
但实际上对于这个问题没有回答。
That's the suffering. This question already is the suffering, so to speak.
这个问题本身已经就是一个痛苦了。
But the question can't be separated from the question, from the one who asked the question.
因为这个问题和这个提出这个问题的人，这两者是不能被分隔的。
But they together are the dream on the one hand.
他们这个就是问题和提问题的人，这两个是都是梦幻。
And the apparent suffering on the other hand.
一方面是梦幻，另一方面就是看上去的痛苦。
Couldn't be the answer very easy. Just to go to your talks and watch your videos.
这个回答可不可以很容易，就是说你就来参加，就去参加你的会议，看你的这个视频。
Well, unfortunately,
不幸的是
or fortunately, I don't know.
或者幸运的是，我也不知道。
This message or these talks are not an answer to.
这个我的回答或者我的这些谈话都不是一种回答。
So, no, not really, no.
所以也不，我也不能这样说。
So, knowing that there is no answer also is not an answer.
就说知道这没有答案。也并不是一个真的答案。
Can the people get something from your talks?
就是来听了你的谈话，这些人能够从中得到什么吗？
Well, no, of course not.
当然不可能得到什么。
So the only thing that wants something from life.
就是那个想从生活当中得到什么的那一个
，is an illusion，
是梦幻。
And as this need is artificial，
因为这个需要它不是真实的
，it can't be met really。
所以这个需求，因为它不是真实的，所以它不可能被满足。
There can't be a real end， or there can't be a real answer。To an unreal seeking.
因为对于这个不是真实的寻觅，不会有一个真正的真实的回答。
And beyond the seeking energy,
就是在这个寻觅的力量之外，
nothing needs or can be gotten anyway.
没有什么是需要的，也不可能从这个寻觅当中得到什么。
So, yes, it is possible that this illusion of being someone gets some cracks.
那么就是说这个幻象就是一个我是某个人的这样一个幻象，它有可能破掉。
But this won't really give someone anything.
这并不是说给到了人什么。
It would just be what apparently happens.
如果这个发生了，这个所谓的这个幻破掉了、破灭了，它也只是看上去的一个发生。
No, we don't.
Muted again. Muted.
On your web page, I found you writing there. There are no.
在你的网站上，我看到你写的。
There are not.Two.
没有二。
What does it mean?
这个是什么意思呢？
Well, I think, well, it's kind of the basic experience of the person is duality.
这个呢，我想就是对于一个个人来说，他基本的体验就是二。
Which is not quite true. Actually, it experiences plurality.
实际上呢，这也不是完全是这样的。实际上，这个个人体验的是一个多元的。
So I'm here, something.
我在这里是一个什么？
I'm a part, a subject.
我是一个单独的一个东西。
And out there is a universe out of numerous other parts.
然后在我之外呢，就是整个的宇宙是由无以数计的多的部分组成的。
But one could say the basic experience is here and there.
那么就是对于个人来说，他最基本的一个体验就是这里和那里。
So this would be two.
这就是一个二元。
But what this message is saying, or what this message reports about,
那么这个所分享的这个信息，它所报告的是。
It's saying that this one is illusory.
他就说这个我,这个在这里的这个是幻的。
And automatically the second as well.
那么自动的自然的,就是第二个,就是外面的,那个也是幻的。
Because it's the impression that I am one thing.
它就是因为是来自于这样一个印象,我是一个东西。
That creates the separate second.
那么这个呢，这种感觉就产生了一个分离的，另外的，跟我分离的，另外的东西。
And that there are not two means exactly this. There isn't one, and there isn't two.
那么就说没有二元指的就是这个，这里没有这个在那里，那么外面也没有存在，跟我之外的。 就是没有一，也没有二。
So there is a feeling of wholeness with you, or it's just so normal that it's that there is nothing.
那么你是有一种圆满的感觉吗？一切都是圆满的感觉吗？
Yes, I would say it's so normal that it's nothing.
刚才他问的就是你有这种感觉，一切都是圆满，或者一切都是很普通的、很寻常的。安子雅回答：对，一切都是很寻常的。So
liberation is not a feeling of wholeness.
解脱自由，它并不是一种有了一种圆满的感觉。Then
again, it would be the one thing.
因为这样的话，它又成为了。 这有个一,
that's automatically separate from a feeling of not wholeness.
因为这种，那自然它就产生了这样，这有一个分离的，跟这个，something which is, sorry, can you repeat the last?
The feeling of wholeness creates the separation from the feeling of unwholeness.
Yeah, yeah. 因为如果有这样一个圆满的感觉，那么它就会自然的就会有一种另外一种感觉，就是感觉不圆满，就是感觉和圆满是分开了。
And in liberation, this collapses completely.
这个解脱呢，所有的这种圆满的感觉和不圆满的感觉全部都消失了，完全的消失。
It's not a sense of whatever.
它不是一种什么样的感觉，解脱不是关于一种什么的感觉。
Is it good to understand what you're speaking, what you're saying?
如果能够理解，能懂得你所说的，是不是有帮助呢？
Or is it enough just to be with you?
或者呢，就是跟你在一起就。
好就行了。 Oh, neither of those help.
就这两种都没有用。
Because it's the one who believes to understand who's the dream.
因为那个相信他能够理解的这个是一个梦幻。
But it's also the one who has the impression that he can be with me. It's the same illusion. And this one can't be helped either way.
这个就想跟，要么想跟我在一起，或者想理解我的这个是完全无可救药的。
That's the thing, there is no help for this I at all.
这一点就是这个没有对于这个我没有任何的帮助，这个想。
Because it's not happening really in the first place.
因为首先这个我它从来没有产生。
And the apparent collapse of that illusion can't be brought about.
所以这个看上去这个我的这个崩塌，它不可能发生，不可能，
Not a single bit.
一点都不可能，不
And
可能
for
使它崩塌。
example, there's nothing here that even lives in the story that this could happen or should happen.
因为首先就是在我这里面没有这样一个我，会认为这个我需要崩塌，应该崩塌，或者可能崩塌。
That's also came up for me when you asked about what do you wish for your friends or enemies?
这也是刚才您问我，就是我对我的朋友或者敌人有什么愿望吗？
Again, it would be a very theoretical question.
这同样也是一个非常就是概念化的一个理论上的一个问题。
Because there isn't anyone already, really.
因为已经没有这样一个，这个人不存在，他已经是不存在的。
Who could be in a better or worse position?
没有这样一个人，他能够在一个更好的或者更糟糕的情况当中，在位置。
By being someone or by not being someone.
就是没有这样一个人，他能够在一个更好的位置，成为一个什么人，或者不成为一个什么人，他能够处于一个更好的或者更糟糕的位置。
Andreas, does there exist any reality, or is everywhere everything real?
Andreas, 有没有这样某一种现实是存在的，或者有什么东西是真的吗？真实的。
Well, all there is what apparently happens.
所有的一切都只是看上去的发生。
And that's real and unreal.
它既是真的，也是非真的。
But it certainly isn't something that's real.
它肯定绝对不是，它作为一种真的东西，它不是有这样一个真的东西存在。
But that's the thing. There being what apparently happens is all there is.
那就是这个一切看上去的发生就是全部，就是所有的。
There is also no distinction between this is not real, but this is real.
也没有这样一种分别，就是这个是真的，那个不是真的，没有这样一个分别区分。
So sitting in front of a screen is simultaneously real and unreal.
所以坐在这个电脑面前，它同时是真的，同时也是非真的，同时。
Okay. I also saw on your homepage you are writing.
我还看到在你的网页上面你写的。
Nothing is hidden.
没有什么是隐藏起来的。
Does that mean you are, there are no mystical for you in your life? You understand everything?
就说你在那个网页上写的没有什么是隐蔽的，这个是不是就代表对于你来说，在你的生活当中没有你懂的，你懂的一切没有什么是神秘的？
Well, yes and no.
也是，是也不是。
So yes, there is nothing mystical anymore.
是的，就是没有什么东西是很神秘的。
But not because I understand everything.
但并不是因为我什么都懂了。
There is nothing mystical anymore.
没有什么是神秘的。
Because everything is the natural reality, which is unknown anyway.
因为一切都是本然，这个本然是不可知的。
So the idea of the person might be that mysticism might end when it knows everything.
对于个人来说，他所理解的对于任何事情没有神秘了，是因为他知道理解了一切了。Because
the sense of mysticism comes from this unanswered questions.
因为这种所谓的神秘，它来自于一种没有被不能被解答的疑问。And
there can be a sense of mystery for the person.
所以对于个人来说会有一种神秘感。But
when the person drops, so to speak,
那是当这个个人没有的时候,
nothing is really known anymore.
没有什么是能够可知的。But
everything is the natural and ordinary reality.
一切万事万物都是普通的本然的现实。
It sounds a bit sad almost.
听起来好像有点悲悲。
Holiness, that's the thing. Holiness is not an unresolved question anymore, or God, or the divine, or what the person dreams about.
就是这样，它这个圆满，它并不是一个，它不是一个好像。 The holiness is not something solved. Like,
yeah, if I didn't know,
sorry.
I forgot what I said actually. I'm sorry.
I forgot too.
Well,
I remember. 就是说这个圆满不是说把一切的问题都解决了，一切的疑惑都解决了就圆满，并不是这样。 You have to trust me.
Whatever you said, yeah.
I said wholeness is not like something everything been, you know, all problems been solved and then it's
yes.
Like perfect after yeah. All the troubles and then it's
yeah, I kind of said something like that.
Maybe something more practical.
有没有一些就是说比较实用的建议?
You are a father of one son. What,
你是一个孩子的父亲。What
can you say about raising up children?
就是对于这个养孩子, 你能说点什么吗?
Well... Well, all I can say is that it happens by itself.
我所有我能说的就是养孩子、照顾孩子，它自然的发生。So
apparently, this body happens by itself.
看上去就很显然，这个身体它也是这个，我这个身体也是一个自然的发生。And
apparently, my son's body happens by itself.
然后。 看上去我的儿子，他的身体也是自然的发生。But
as much as there is no guru in here,
因为这里面我这里面没有一个上师。There's
also not the illusion of there being a real father in here.
所以也没有这样一个印象，就是我是真正的一个父亲，也没有这种感觉。Who
knows something and who has to teach something consciously.
然后呢，就是因为就是有就没有这样一种感觉，就是我是一个父亲，我知道什么，我知道该怎么来养孩子，没有这种感觉。I
don't know if that's good or bad.
我也不知道这个是好还是糟糕的。But
there just isn't anyone.
因为就是这里没人，这里没人。Fathering
apparently happens.
作为一个父亲，看上去发生了。
As much as this apparent body is capable of.
就是跟这个身体，它看上去它的能够做的这一切一样的，身体自己能做的。 一切。
So far, so good, I would say.
所以到现在为止还行。
You are giving talks in a lot of different countries and cultures.
你就是在你有做了很多的这个谈话，在不同的国家，有在不同的文化当中。
You are using always in every country the same language, the same words.
就是不管在哪个国家讲，你讲的都是同样的，你所表达的用的是同样的语言，对吗？
It's a question.
yes, absolutely.
是的，完全是这样的。
Because when it boils down to this message,
就是说当我们就是最后落脚到这个关于这个在落脚到这个信息上面。
It's actually really the same question everywhere.
因为实际上不管哪一个地方。不同的国家最后都是同样的问题，都是一样的问题。
So apparently people are not so different as they seem, maybe.
所以看上去所有的人的差异并不是看上去并不是他们认为的那么大。
And the reactions are always some way the same.
那么就是这些人听了的反应大致都差不多吗？大致都是一样的吗？
Well, apparently.
看上去吧。
I mean, apparently there's a huge range of reactions.
当然看上去就是反应是很有很大差异，不同的各种反应都有。
I mean, there would be apparent reactions, of course.
当然了，这只是看上去的反应。
But apparently they are very individually.
看上去就有很多个性化、个人化的一些反应。
And don't really have anything to do with the culture.
这个跟文化don't have much.
Yeah, they don't have anything to do with culture.
这个跟文化差异没有什么关系。
There can be an instant openness to this message.
也可能就是瞬间的一个开放，对这个信息瞬间的一个开放。
There can be a strong rejection of this message.
也可能对于这个信息完全的一种排斥、拒绝。
Which actually also is kind of an openness to it.
这个实际上就是也是一种某种开放，就是完全拒绝，实际上也是某种开放。
And of course everything in between.
然后还有就所有在这两种极端之间的各种反应
，which would be apparent, of course.
当然都是只是看上去的。
You give talks in internet and in meetings. Is it a lot of different for you?If the people are in the same room or far away,
就是 Andreas， 你在有这个线上的谈话，也有线下的会议。那么你自己感觉有区别吗？就是在线上跟人隔得很远，或者线下的时候在一个房间里面，你觉得有差异吗
？I mean, yeah, of course, it's apparently different.
当然了，看上去是有一些差异。
It's not better or worse.
它也不是说某一个更好或者另外一个差一些。
But it's very normal. It's just a difference between meeting people really or to meet them online.
就是也是很平常，就是那么在线上跟人见面和线下见面，它确实有一些看上去不同，也很这也是很。
So both is.Both is kind of okay.
两种都是 okay 的。
But of course, it's also different.
当然有一些看上去有一些差别。
Would you say the way you are living now, without this I feeling, is your true nature?
你能不能这样说？就是说你现在的生活。就没有我的生活，这就是你的 你的真实的自己吗？
Yeah, I mean, I use sometimes words like the natural reality.
我有的时候就喜欢用这样这个本然这个词语。
The thing is that it's just not something that happens especially here.
这就是说它这个不是说这个发生在有一种什么特殊的事情发生在我身上。
So it just turned out that this, I,
它就是最后就是成为的就是这个我
is the same natural reality that everything else is.
所谓的这个我它就是跟其他这个我在我这里跟其他一切都是一切的一切都是这个同样的这个本然
and kind of already.
而且是已经是如此了。
In a very weird way, it was just an illusion that it was otherwise.
就是在很奇怪的是呢，他有这样一种幻觉，就是觉得他好像应该是另外一种样子，本来是另外一种样子。
So everything is that natural reality.
所以一切都是本然。
The trees and the clouds.
树云。
And the cars and the thoughts and the feelings.
车，这个是念头，情绪。
And computers and stones and everything is there.
电脑或者石头，一切的一切都是本然。
So in that sense, it's not that I especially live some true nature.
那么就是这样，这个意义上来说，并不是我。活在一个所谓的本然当中。
It's automatic, that's the thing. It's automatic and it's already happening.
就是本然是自动的，自动自然的，已经是本然的。
But as we said in the beginning,
但是就是我们最开始的时候，就像我们最开始的时候，我最开始的时候说的。
The funny thing is that even this apparent illusion of I am,
甚至这个我这个看上去的这个幻觉我是我在
，is the same natural reality that we talk about.
同样，这个我是的这个幻觉也是这样一个本然，也是我们谈论的这个本然提到的这个本然也是
，which can't be explained and which isn't logical really.
这个就没有办法解释，也好像不合逻辑。
So I can't even create a discrimination between me and the illusion of I am, so to speak.
所以我实际上是不可能，就是产生这样一个，我和幻来对二者之间做一个区分。
Even on that issue, I can't claim something special here going on.
所以我不可能声称我这里是特殊的，我这里是特殊的情况，有特殊的发生，在我这里有特殊的发生。
Okay, is there some other issue you'd like to talk about?
有没有其他方面的你有没有想谈到的其他的一些问题
？Well, I think I said it all.
我想我已经说了所有的。
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you, May, for your translation. Very much.
谢谢 Andreas， 谢谢梅的翻译。Thank you.
Thank you
for the invitation you. And also thank you.
谢谢你的邀请。
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.